感谢主耶稣带领我们大家能够在安息圣日一起聚集来敬拜神。
Thank the Lord for his guidance that we're able to gather here on the Sabbath day to worship him.
安息日是分别为圣的日子。
The Sabbath is a day that is set apart as holy.
神用六日的功夫创造了宇宙万物。
God used 6 days worth of work of creation to create everything in the world.
万物都造起以后，神把第七日定为圣日。
After all things were created, God set the seventh day as the Sabbath.
他赐福给第七日。
And he blessed the seventh day.
安息日是神圣的时刻。
The Sabbath is a holy time.
也是蒙福的时候。
It is also a time of blessings.
凡是与安息日相关联的人事物都蒙神赐福。
So、everyone and everything that associates themselves with the Sabbath shall be blessed by God.
我们愿主耶稣将应许在圣经诸多的恩典福气来赏赐给我们每一位守圣日的统领。
May the Lord graciously bless us with all of the blessings that He has promised to those who have kept the Sabbath.
早上小弟要用前面打出来这个题目哈，公义的日头，跟大家互相来勉励。
This morning I'd like to share the topic Son of Righteousness.For mutual encouragement.
我们请看圣经。
Let's turn to the scriptures.
马拉基书第四章。
Book of Malachi, chapter 4.
马拉基书第四章。
Malachi, chapter 4.
第一节看到第三节。
Malachi 4, verses 1 to 3.
马拉基书四章一到三节。
Malachi 4, verses 1 to 3.
万军之主说，那日临近，势如烧着的火炉。凡狂傲的和行恶的必如翠阶，在那日必被烧尽，根本枝条一无存留。二节。
Two.
但像你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能，你们必出来跳跃，如圈里的肥犊。第三节。
Three.
你们必践踏恶人，在我所定的日子，他们必如灰尘在你们脚掌之下，这是万军之主说的。这段经文可以说是旧约最后的信息。
This passage is the last message in the Old Testament.
马拉基先知他写下了这一段话。
Prophet Malachi wrote this passage.
他是圣经旧约最后的一卷。
And it is the last book of the Old Testament.
也是在最后一章最后的一段信息。
It's also in the last chapter of the last book.
那这个编排呢也很类似我们整个世界它这个末日要来临的时刻。
This order also correlates to the end of the end times.
他在回答在末日的时候一些我们大家会发问的问题。
And he is answering our questions about the end time.
那这里特别提到说有公义的日头要出现。
Here it especially mentions the Son of Righteousness shall arise.
但是这个公义的日头呢，它有它的两面性。
But the Son of Righteousness has its duality or two aspects of it.
对于那些狂傲行恶的人来说呢，好像是烧着的火炉。
For those who are proud, it is like a burning oven.
但是对于那些敬畏神的名这些爱神的人来说呢，它是一个温暖的日头。
But to those who fear God's name, it is like a warm sun.
它这个光线呢，有医治的功能。
And there's healing in its wings.
这个光线就是翅膀。
And this light is described as wings.
我们投靠在神的运下，在他的翅膀底下得到他的保护。
And under God's wings, we are protected.
所以这个公义的日头对敬畏神的人来说，它是一个保护，是一个恩典。
So to the righteous, the Son of Righteousness is a protection. It is a grace.
那么他蒙神赐福呢，他们非常的喜乐，踊跃的跳跃。
And so those who are blessed by God are joyful.
他们像圈里的肥犊啊，都得到非常丰盛的福气。
And they go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves.
那么将来在末日神审判恶人的时候，
And in the end time when God judges the wicked,
他们可以得胜，
They shall be victorious.
不会落在神的审判之下。
And they will not fall under God's judgment.
那我们可能会想说，为什么突然有这样一个公义的日头这个话题出现？
We may wonder why this phrase "Son of Righteousness" appears.
我们读圣经当然要看上下文。
If we read the Bible, of course, we need to look before and after.
这段信息是因为有两个问题带出来的。
This message is brought about because of two questions.
马拉基书它在编写的这个方式呢很特别。
The way Malachi wrote was very unique.
不是说先知领受神的话语，他就一直按着他要讲的呢一篇一篇讲章讲出来。
It was not that the prophet received God's revelation and began writing down everything that he heard.
他是以当时候的百姓啊，他们会发问的一些问题。
But he directed it towards the questions that the people at the time asked.
神跟他们来做对话。
And God was having a dialogue with them.
而且是敏感的话题。
And it was a very sensitive topic.
也是尖锐的问题。
It was also a very important one.
这些问题也都在我们的心中。
And these questions are also in our own hearts.
可能我们一直都是这样在发问这个问题的。
Perhaps we keep asking these same questions in our hearts.
哪两个问题呢？
Which two questions are these?
我们请看二章十七节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 17.
二章十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
神跟百姓在做对话。
God's dialogue with his people.
这就是马拉基书编写的特色。
This is a uniqueness aspect of Malachi.
二章十七节。
2, verse 17.
你们用言语反锁主，你们还说，我们在何事上反锁他呢？因为你们说，凡行恶的，主看眼看为善，并且他喜悦他们，或说公义的神在哪里呢？
Verse 17, you have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, in what way have we wearied him? In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or where is the God of justice?
马拉基先知他可以说是旧约最后的一位先知。
The prophet Malachi can be considered the last prophet in the Old Testament.
这是有写经卷的。
For those that have written books.
当时候我们知道说以色列国他们灭亡以后呢，有至少分成三个梯次呢回国。
After Israel was destroyed, the kingdom was destroyed, there were three times where they returned to rebuild.
那第一梯次回来的时候呢，就是为了要建造圣殿。
The first group came back to rebuild the temple.
那么后来还有尼希米带他们回来。
And then Nehemiah also brought back a group of people.
来重建圣城。
To rebuild the holy city.
那以斯拉这位祭司呢，他文士呢，他也在教导律法。
And Ezra, the priest and scribe, also taught the laws.
所以他们在宗教、在信仰、生活各方面呢，做了一番的改革。
So in their faith, they did have a revival.
但是这些都是在一百多年前的事情。
But these were things that happened centuries ago.
所以来到了马拉基先知的时候呢，他们有很多啊。固态复明啊，很多人软弱又出现了。
So by the time of Malachi, there were many people of God who also were weak in faith.
人总是一直在重复啊，在重演历史的软弱。
People often reenact their weaknesses throughout history.
所以他们那个时候可以说生活很低落，道德也很低落。
So we can see that their moral as well as their lifestyle.Was depraved.
那么从这个对话里头，我们可以看得出来，他们跟神之间的距离是有一点距离的。
From this dialogue with God, we can see that people had a distance between them and God.
他们常常对神说了一些反锁的话。
They often said these kind of words to God.
神听了很厌烦。
And God was annoyed at it.
因为他们说。行恶的神都看为善了。
Rather, God was worried by it, for they say, whoever does evil is good in the sight of the Lord.
他们把神当成是一个善恶颠倒的一个神。
They place God as a good God that sees goodness and evil.
所以他觉得他行善呢没有什么意义。
And so they think that by doing good, there is not much meaning to it.
那行恶的人并没有马上被刑罚。
And but yet those who do evil, they're not immediately punished.
神看这些行恶的人是善的，而且还喜悦他们。
And though therefore they conclude that those who practice evil, are good in the eyes of God.
甚至说公义的神在哪里呢？
And they even ask, where is the God of justice?
这些问题岂不是我们常常会想的吗？
Aren't these the same questions that we ponder in our own hearts?
但是神不喜悦。
But God does not delight in them.
所以责备他们。
And so he rebuked them.
你们用这些话在反锁我。
That you have said these things to weary me.
这些话的本身啊，当然是可怕的。
And these words are frightening.
但是隐藏在背后的那个信仰概念已经在改变了。
But the faith or the concept behind those words, we can see that has already started to change.
为什么我们常常说我们不要发怨言？
Why do we often say that we should not grumble?
我们有怨言就没有福气了。
For if we grumble, then we will not receive the blessings.
这个发怨言就是认为神做错事情。
If we grumble, that means that we see God as doing something wrong.
发怨言就是认为神不够慈爱。
If we grumble, we think that God is not loving enough.
发怨言就是认为神不公义。
And if we grumble, we feel that God is not just.
但神是公义的。
But God is just.
我们却把他当成不公义的。
Yet we treat him as an unjust God.
神是慈爱的。
God is merciful.
我们却认为他不够慈爱。
But yet we see him as without too much mercy.
在我们错误的观念里头，我们去判断神。
In our misconceptions, we misjudge God.
我们看到的只是一个面相，是一个部分。
We only see one aspect, one small part of it.
我们看到只是在我们生活的这个范围里头。
We can only see within the boundaries of our own life.
但是有更广大的空间。
But there's an even broader area.
在我们看不到的整个宇宙，整个灵界。
That universe that we cannot see as well as the spiritual realm.
神的作为都存在的。
God's works exist.
但我们凭我们一己之私，我们一个好像这个井底之蛙的这样的一管之见呢，我们就去判断神。不慈爱，不公义。
But we use our own narrow views to determine that God is not just and not merciful.
那这是信心上的软弱了。
And this indicates a weakness in our own faith.
那么神怎么回答呢？
How did God respond to these people?
我们看三章第一节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse
1. 万军之主说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
他们用言语反锁神，还不承认，而且还说神是公义的神在哪里呢？
They have wearied the Lord with their words, and yet they also ask, where is the God of justice?
好了，现在神就针对他们的问题来回答。
Now God directly responded to their questions.
他说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路。
He says that he will send his messenger to prepare the way before him.
那就是说神他要来哦。
That means that God is coming.
但是他前面有一个使者先预备道路。
But before him, a messenger will prepare the way.
其实这一段话就是在预言主耶稣他要来。
These words prophesy that the Lord Jesus is coming.
神道成肉身来到世上。
God become flesh onto this world.
他亲自说我要来。
And he said himself that he is coming.
他要差遣他的使者，就是施洗约翰在他前头。
And he will send his messenger, which is John the Baptist, as a forerunner.
当主耶稣来的时候
When Jesus came,
他进到圣殿去。
He went into the temple.
他看到他的殿呢，已经变成是一个贼窝了。
And he saw the temple had turned into a den of thieves.
怎么把这个殿变成是一个买卖的地方呢？
How can the temple be become a marketplace?
主耶稣就发出一个公义的怒气来。
And so he had a godly wrath that came forth.
就把他们的这个桌子给推翻了。
And he turned the tables over.
把那些人给赶出去了。
And cast the people away.
好。忽然进入
and suddenly entered.
这表示说神有他的公义
meaning that God has his justice.
用这一件事情来做一个代表
using this incident as a representation.
神会洁净他的殿
God will cleanse his temple.
神是公义的
He is just.
并不如这些以色列百姓所说的公义的神在哪里呢
Not as the Israelites have said, where is the God of justice?
那么这个也是告诉我们说耶稣基督来的时候他就是要像一个公义的日头要来审判。
This also indicates to us that when Lord Jesus comes, he will come like a son of righteousness to judge.
耶稣基督他临到我们就像是清晨的日光。
Lord Jesus, when he comes upon us, it's like a warm sunlight.
在约翰福音里面很喜欢用光来比喻主耶稣。
Book of John likes to use light to talk about Lord Jesus.
耶稣就是那个真光。
Lord Jesus is the true light.
要照亮世界的人。
To enlighten and illuminate the people of this world.
他在约翰福音8章12节也自己这么说。
In John chapter 8 verse 12 he said,
我是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
跟随我的就不在黑暗里。
And those who follow me shall not be in darkness.
并且他要赐给我们生命的光。
He will give us the light of life.
在以赛亚书49章里面也有预言主耶稣他要成为外邦人的光。
Isaiah chapter 49, it also prophesied that the Lord Jesus shall become the light to the Gentiles.
所以他就是一个公义的日头。
So he is the Son of Righteousness.
当他来的时候,
when he comes,
他在圣殿推翻那些兑换银钱的人的桌子用这个来做一个代表。
When he turned over the tables for the businessmen in the temple,
他快要来了。
It indicates that he's coming.
他即将要来了,
and he is coming soon.
所以马拉基先知可以说是旧约先知当中最靠近主耶稣的距离啊, 这个时间点来看。
So from a time perspective, Malachi was probably the closest prophet to the time of Lord Jesus.
那就真的快来了。
So truly, Lord Jesus is coming.
就在门口了。
He is at the door.
好, 第二节,
Verse 2.
继续。 他来的日子谁能当得起呢? 他显现的时候谁能立得住呢? 因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧，他必坐下啊。第二节、第三节。他必坐下如炼金银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样。他们就凭公义献公物给主。那时，第四节。好，这段话呢，继续谈到。
This passage continues to talk about what the Lord whom they're looking for will do when he comes.
这样读下来，我们可以发现，在第一节他提到啊，这个公义的主要来，他是主耶稣，他第一次来到这个世界。
From reading this, we see that in verse 1, the just God shall come. That is the first time he will come into this world. And he will demonstrate his justice. And using the cleansing of the temple as a representation. And verse 2 and on talks about the second time where Jesus will come. The second time he comes, he will judge all the people.
那在此之前呢, 有大患难啊, 要受到很大的考验。
But before this, there will be great tragedies, disasters that shall happen.
好像炼金, 好像在炼银。
And people will be refined and purified, like silver.
而是有很高的温度在烧的。
Using a very high temperature to burn.
那这个言下之意的意思是说, 以色列百姓啊, 你们现在在这个世界上,
This means that for the Israelites, those on this world, in your daily lives, you've seen a lot of unjust things.
神没有立即的刑罚,
and just God did not immediately resolve it. And so you ask, where is the God of justice?
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
当他来的时候,
when he comes,
他要显出他的公义,
he will demonstrate his righteousness.
当他第二次再来的时候,
When the second time he comes,
你看到不公不义的事情何止如此这些呢?
And when you see these unjust things,
你自己还落在患难考验当中,
you will also be placed under this trial.
所以这个善恶有没有福报,有没有马上来报偿报应, 这是对我们来讲是一个很大的考验。
So whether or not there's immediate consequences for good deeds or wicked deeds, this is a very good test for us.
同时，主耶稣也告诉我们说，我们还要受到更大的熬炼。
In the same time, Lord Jesus also warns us that we shall suffer a greater, we shall endure a greater trial.
我们看马太福音13章。
Let's turn to Matthew 13.
马太福音13章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音13章，我们看47节。
Matthew 13 verse 47.
13章47节,
Matthew 13 verse 47.
天国又好像网撒在海里，聚拢各样水族。 48节,
48.
网既满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下，捡好的放在器具里，将不好的丢弃了。 49节,
49.
世界的末了也要这样，天使要出来，从一人中把恶人分别出来。 50节,
50.
丢在火炉里, 在那里必要哀哭切齿了。主耶稣讲这个比喻。
Lord Jesus said this parable.
这是一个从海里啊去撒网, 去捕鱼的这个比喻。
This is a parable of a dragnet that was cast into the sea.
那这个网满了，就把它拉上来。
And when this net was full, they drew it up.
那这个时候它就要分别了。
Now they had to separate the good from the bad.
这个好的要留下来。
And they would keep the good ones.
那不好的就把它丢掉了。
And then throw away the bad ones.
啊，主耶稣他就解释。
And Lord Jesus explained here.
他说世界的末了也是这样啊。
Says the end of time shall be this will be at the end of the age.
当这个审判的时候啊。
During the time of judgment,
啊，那个恶人啊，躲在义人当中。
The wicked will be amongst the righteous.
所以要从义人中把恶人分别出来。
So we need to separate the wicked from the righteous.
好像要把这个败者呢，从麦子当中把它分别出来。
Just like we have to separate the wheat from the tares.
那么马拉基书三章这边所提到的，我们再翻回来看。
And let's turn back to what Malachi chapter 3 says.
他谈到有一个熬炼啊，刚刚我们是谈到审判。
It mentions a type of a trial. And earlier we talked about a judgment.
这个火炼啊，这个熬炼是很苦的。
And this fiery trial is hard, difficult.
但是这个要把这个杂质炼尽呢，这是必要的措施。
But it's something that must be done to refine and purify.
啊，第三节说哈。
And verse 3 says,
这样他们就能够凭公义献公物给天上的神了。
That they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness.
啊，第四节又说。
Verse 4,
当时候这个犹大耶路撒冷所献的公物呢，会蒙神悦纳了。
This offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord.
就会恢复上像以前啊，在摩西的时代啊，古时之日，上古之年，像他们信心很高峰的时候啊，按着神的律法来献祭，都蒙神悦纳那样的一个时刻。
And it will be like the days of old in the former years, and like in the time of Moses when they were at the pinnacle of their faith.
就是神要悦纳他们。
This is what God will be pleased with by them.
所以现在我们所看到的啊，我们认为有很多不公义的事情。
So now we may see a lot of unjust things happening around us.
其实神已经预定一个时候。
But God has already appointed his time.
他会针对这个问题去处理的。
And he will directly deal with these issues.
那第二个问题是什么?
So what is the second question?
我们翻开来看三章的十三节。
Let's turn back to Malachi 3 verse 13.
马拉基书的三章十三节。
Malachi 3 verse 13.
啊，三章十三节。
3 verse 13.
主说，你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我们用什么话顶撞的你呢？十四节。
14.
你们说侍奉神是徒然的，遵守神所吩咐的，在万军之主面前苦苦斋戒，有什么益处呢？十五节。
15.
如今我们称狂傲的人为有福，并且行恶的人得建立，他们虽然试探神，却得脱离灾难。好，这段话好。这是第二个问题。
This passage is the second question that they have.
前面那个问题是用言语反锁神的。
The first question, they wearied God with their words.
啊，啰里啰嗦，让神很厌烦。
They grumbled and complained, and God was wearied.
那现在呢？犹有甚者，更严重的问题出来了。
And here was an even greater problem.
现在顶撞。
And now they're complaining harshly.
啊，敌对。
Against God.
哦，顶撞神呐。
They've been harsh against God.
那时候我们用什么话顶撞了你呢?
He says, what have we spoken against you?
那错误当中还自己不知道啊。
Even in their mis-errors, they still did not realize it.
所以神就直接点出来了。
And so God pointed it out clearly.
那你们不是说了这些底下的这些话吗?
He said, have you not said these things below?
你们说侍奉神是徒然的。
He said that, what profit is it, if, what is it useless to serve God?
为神做工没有用啊。
It is useless to do work for God.
要放弃的。
We want to give up.
不想做工了。
I don't want to do it anymore.
做工也没有什么好处啊。
There's no benefit to doing work for God.
遵守神所吩咐的。
And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance?
一直守道理啊。
We try to keep his word.
在神面前啊，为了灵修啊，苦苦斋戒啊，跪在这个地方啊，哇，尤其是神训班啊，跪在这个地方啊，从早跪到晚啊。
In order to especially cultivate ourselves, we have to kneel down before him from morning till evening.
我们真的是在这个地方啊，苦苦斋戒啊。
And we truly are like mourners here.
那他们就怀疑了，那到底有什么益处呢？
And so they doubt and question what is the benefit of all this.
他们很多的观念是错误的。
They have the misconception.
他们认为说侍奉就是要得到好处。
They believe that by serving they shall receive benefits from it.
当然，我们侍奉神，那个结果神会赐福给我们。
And of course, by serving God.God will reward us accordingly.
但是我们不可以把得益处成为我们侍奉的动机。
But we can't use this reward as our motivation to serve.
我们的神是万福的源头。
Our God is a source of all blessings.
他是慈悲怜悯的。
He is gracious and merciful.
他是慈爱的神。
He's a loving God.
所以我们侍奉他。
So when we serve him,
他喜悦我们。
And he's pleased by us.
这位万福的神呢，他就赐福去给我们了。
Then this God of all blessings will reward us with some of his blessings.
这是一个好的结果。
This is a good result.
但是我们今天为什么来侍奉他？
Today, why do we come to serve him?
今天为什么要来守命令？
Why do we need to follow his ordinances?
我们来他面前来敬拜。
Why do we have to come before him to worship?
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他是神，我是他的儿女。
And he is God, and we are his children.
单单因为他是神，他配得称颂。
And solely because he is God Almighty, he is worthy of our praise and honor.
他是造物主，他配得被造者来归荣耀给他。
And he is the creator and is worthy of glory from the creation.
这是人的本分。
This is our duty.
这是我们跟神建立关系一个最基础 的地方。
This is a fundamental duty that we have to establish our relationship with God.
我们在信仰上最大的喜乐是什么？
What is our greatest joy in our faith?
就是在我们人生当中，我们找到一位完全又是这个就是完全的知道、完全的智慧、完全的权柄的这位主。
Our greatest joy in our faith is to discover this God that is full of truth and love.
我们发现神的伟大跟完全。
And we have discovered God's greatness and His perfection.
我们内在里头有情不自禁的，我们要对他来颂赞。
And within us is an uncontrollable urge to praise and honor Him.
那么我们找到一位我们可以颂赞的对象。
And we have found this object that we can worship.
这就是我们信仰的价值。
This is the value of our faith.
让我们跟这位神来认识。
So that we can come to know this true God.
来恢复我们跟他父子的关系。
To restore this relationship of son and father.
所以我们乐意啊，恭恭敬敬地跪在他面前。
So we are willing, gladly to come before him to worship.
我们的心灵在这个世界流浪。
Our spirit, our soul, walks about this world.
直到我们回到我们安身立命的基础，回到神面前。不然我们不能得到安息。
Until we return back to God, we are unable to receive true rest for our souls.
这些都是我们宗教的动机。
This is all the motivation that we have.
但是如果你把它设定到说，我可以得什么益处
？But if we set our motivation as what reward can I receive?
那就太功利的主义的想法了。
This is a very
这是为了好处啊。只是为了好处。
Because we do it only because of certain benefits.
那这样会让我们这个信仰呢就不够纯洁了。
Then this would not be a pure faith.
而且那个结果是离神会越远。
And this result of this is that we will draw further and further away from God.
再看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
那如今我们就称狂傲的人为有福了，而且行恶的人可以得建立了。
So now we call the proud blessed, for those who do wickedness are raised up.
他现在否定神的公义了。
So now they deny God's justice.
他现在否定他所做的一切是没有什么意义的。
They deny that, they acknowledge that everything they do is useless.
所以他们去羡慕恶人呢。
And so they begin to envy the wicked.
心怀不平，以至于呢会想要行恶了。
And they're they will start being tempted to do evil wickedness as well.
甚至他们认为说那些恶人哈，在试探神忍耐的程度，他的忍耐的限度到哪里？
They even say that the wicked tempt God to a certain extent.
哎，安息日没有来聚会，我在高速公路也没有发生车祸。
Oh, those people didn't come to observe Sabbath, and they didn't get an accident on the freeway or anything.
哎呀。我偷偷的在办公室拿了一些东西回来，主管也没发现、啊、
I secretly took some things from the office, and my supervisor didn't find out.
那神也没有像那个撒迦利亚书里面所说的，那个飞行的书卷就飞到我们家里来啊。
God did not, the scroll did not come flying to our house like it described in the book of Zechariah.
在试探神忍耐的限度。
They tempt God's limit of patience.
一步一步越来越大胆的行恶。
encroach step by step, doing more and more wicked things.
所以他们会羡慕恶人, 哎, 人家都没事啊,
so they envy the wicked because the wicked are not punished.
哎, 但是有一些啊, 很热心的信徒啊, 他一天啊, 有一次不到, 安息日来参加聚会, 哎, 随时就管教他, 为什么他们都没事, 我只有一次不来, 他就有事了。
But for the zealous believers, if they even miss church once, they would be punished by God. And they wonder, why is it that only one mistake I would be punished, but those who make so many mistakes are unpunished?
从刚刚的那第一个问题到现在的第二个问题,
from the first questions that the people ask until the second one here,
让我们看到他们敌对神,
we can see that they oppose God and are drawing further and further away from him. They were originally standing on the side of God. At what point did they turn to the other side?
然后渐行渐远,
and begin to draw further and further away.
所以神及时的来指出他们错误在哪里。
So God immediately came and pointed out their faults.
这个讲到试探神啊,
here it talks about tempting God.
小弟啊, 这个 幼小年幼无知的时候啊，蒙昧无知的时候啊，曾经做了一件这么一件事情。
When I was young and naive, I once did this thing.
那个小时候应该不是说小时候，读中学的时候啊，安息日下午两点正好睡啊，还要到还要坐到那个地方去听讲经啊。
When I was in junior high, around junior high time, in the afternoon at 2 p.m. in the afternoon of Saturday is the best time to take a nap. But yet I had to sit and listen to sermons.
小弟啊，小时候参加聚会啊，常常是我母亲呢拎着我的耳朵去的。I
often went to service by my mother dragging me by the ear.
啊，那现在很怀念啊，感谢我的妈妈哈，常常拎着我的耳朵到教会去。But
now I reminisce and give thanks to my mother for dragging me by the ear to services.
但是那个时候很不高兴。But
at the time I wasn't happy.
好了，那个时候是骑脚踏车嘛。
I rode bicycle at the time.
啊，就妈妈，妈妈你先去了，没先去。
I told my mom, "Well, go ahead, go ahead."
那我就故意啊，慢慢拖时间呢。And
I purposely tried to drag along.
啊，骑着脚踏车。And
I was riding my bike.
我就在想说，有什么理由可以不用去？And
I was thinking to myself, all the reasons that would prevent me from going to church.
还有什么理由可以不用去啊？And
what reason is there that can?
那就想到一个。Excuse
me from church.
如果我现在这个轮胎爆胎的话。
I thought about, well, if my the tire in my bicycle were to go flat,
那我就慢吞吞的去找那个脚踏车店啊，再去找，然后他把这个轮胎拆下来，然后又修修补补，那我也慢慢的骑，到那边应该差不多两点半三点了，快要聚会完了，那我就可以不用去了。Then if there
was a flat in my tire, then I would slowly take it over to the bike shop, have them patch it up, and slowly linger to church, and by that time it would have been 2:30 or 3 o'clock, and it would be the end of the service.
这是在试探神。
This was me tempting God.
想完不久,
not long after thinking about this notion,
真的轮胎爆了,
and truly my tire became flat.
这是生平第一次, 心想事成。
This is the first time in my life that whatever I thought of came true.
发热心很不容易，但是要试探神很容易啊。
It's hard to be fervent for God, but it's easy to tempt him.
我现在想起来啊，真的捏了一把冷汗。
And now thinking about it, it really puts me in a cold sweat.
当我们要想要试探神的时候，马上真的有一个理由出来了。
Because when I thought about tempting God, immediately this reason came about.
我当时很高兴，现在想起来啊，真的很愚昧，而且是捏了一把冷汗。
And at the time I was happy, but now thinking about it, I was certainly foolish.
我到现在我坚定地相信啊，那可能是魔鬼叫了一个小鬼啊，在路上撒了一把的这个铁钉，让我过去的时候就爆胎了。
And I firmly believe now that it was Satan doing work, assigning a small devil to go and poke a hole in my tire.
可能你会认为说这是一个巧合。
You may think this is coincidence.
但是为什么在试探神的事上有这么多的巧合？
But why are there so many coincidental things that happen when you try to tempt God?
这是值得我们去思考的。
This is really worthy for our contemplation.
所以这些顶撞神的人呢, 他们下一步可能会仿效这一些行恶的人，也要来试探神了。
So these people that have been harsh to God, they would most likely follow those wicked people.
我们来看16节。
Let's read verse 16.
这是我们看不到的灵界。
This is the spiritual realm that we cannot see.
16节。
16.
那时敬畏主的彼此谈论，主侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏主思念他名的人。 17节。
Verse 17.
万军之主说， 在我所定的日子， 他们必属我，特特归我， 我必连续他们， 如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。 18节。
Verse 18.
那时你们必归回，将善人和恶人、侍奉神和不侍奉神的分别出来。这段话哈，就是在天上。
Passage is in heaven.
我们看不到的灵界。
It's describing the heaven and the spiritual realm that we cannot see.
同时也发生了一些事情。
At the same time, certain things happened.
在地上，神的子民跟神在顶撞。
On earth, God's people complain harshly against God.
但是那个同时呢，在天上也有一件事情发生。
But at the same time, in heaven, another thing happened.
就是神侧耳而听。
That God listened to the other people.
地上的人在讲话，天上的神在听。
The people on earth that are speaking, God in heaven listened.
所以这些说顶撞话的人呢，神就听见了。
So those who complained harshly, God heard it.
但是 有一些敬畏神的人彼此谈论。
But those who feared the Lord also spoke to one another.
他们所谈的显然跟那些行恶的那些这个顶撞神的人所说的是不一样的。
And they spoke differently than what those who complained harshly against God were talking about.
他们可能谈的是大家彼此打气，互相鼓励。
Perhaps they were talking about how they could mutually uplift each other.
他们可能是彼此代祷。
Perhaps they were interceding for each other.
互相来这个扶持。
Mutually helping each other.
他们说出颂赞神的话语来。
They spoke words of praise to God.
他们可能在逆境中他会感谢神。
They were probably thanking God in times of adversity.
这些神都听见了。
These things God had heard.
好，所以让我们知道哈。
And so allows us to realize.
很多时候我们在侍奉神啊，好像我们常常都会想，哦，神好像都不知道。
Oftentimes when we serve God, we wonder if He really knows about it or not.
我们来参考一个经文。
Let's refer to a scripture.
希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews 6.
第十节。
Hebrews 6 verse 10.
希伯来书六章十节。
Hebrews 6 verse 10.
因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功，和你们为他名所显的爱心。就是先前是否圣徒，如今还是伺候。这个地方跟我们讲，神并不是忘记了我们所做的功。
Here it says, God does not unjust to forget our work.
所以他有一个纪念册在神面前。
So he has a book of that he records.
我们回到马拉基书的第三章。
Turn back to Malachi chapter 3.
有一个纪念册在神面前来记录那敬畏主思名思念他名的人所做的一切。
There is a book of remembrance that was written before him for those who fear the Lord.
我们看不到灵界也有这个事情发生。
Although we cannot see the spiritual realm, but yet these things are happening.
那么现在神借着马拉基先生把它讲出来。
And now God through Prophet Malachi explains this to us.
所以就给我们得到很大的鼓励。
It gives us a great encouragement.
人间看到很多不公义的事情。
In this world, there may be many things that are unjust in our eyes.
但是我们眼睛如果一直看这个世界，我们会灰心啊。
But if we keep focusing on this thing in this world, then we will grow weary.
他既然跟我们讲了，在天上灵界有这么样一件事情，我们要常常去看这件事情。
But here, the Bible tells us that these other things are happening in heaven, and this is what we should be focused on.
这是未来要发生的。
This is what happened in the future.
是我们现在看不到的。
It's what we cannot see today.
但是我们可以用我们的信心啊，升到天上去啊，去感受这件事。
But we can use our faith to raise up ourselves into heaven to see these things.
那这件事情一定会来。
These things shall indeed occur.
因为这在神所定的日子已经确定的啊，安排好一个时段了。
For this will happen at the appointed time of God.
啊，再看十七节哈。
Let's continue reading verse 17.
在神所定的日子呢，这些敬畏他的人呐，必定属于神。
It says, they shall be mine on that day.
而且要特特的归神。
And they shall be, he will make them his jewels.
在审判的时候，神说这是属于我的人。
During the time of judgment, God will say, these people are mine.
那么人有很多软弱，但是神会怜悯他们。
And people have their own weaknesses, but God will have mercy towards them.
因为他们基本态度是敬畏的。
Because their basic attitude towards God is that of fearing God.
虽然还不够完全。
Even though they may not be complete.
但是神会给他们怜悯啊。
But God will show mercy towards them.
来补足他们。
To a supplement for them.
18节。
Verse 18.
那个时候你们就要归回了。
It says, that time it shall return.
善人恶人一定要分开。
The righteous and the wicked shall be separated.
侍奉神和不侍奉神的也要分别出来。
Those who serve God and those who do not serve Him shall also be discerned.
就像前面所说的，侍奉神是突然的啦。
Just as the people who said earlier that it is useless to serve God.
可能有一些人就这样离开了。
Perhaps some people have this notion and leave church.
灰心或是放弃了。
They give up, they lose faith.
实在是很可惜。
This is very unfortunate.
我们之前爱主，我们要继续爱主。
If we love God in the past, we should continue to love Him.
我们信主过程有人不一定有一个好的开头，他可能信主是很晚才信主的。
We may have different progression in our faith. Some people may come to believe at an older age.
如果我们没有好的开始，但我们一定要善终。
But if we don't have a good beginning for our faith, we must make sure we have a good end.
这个用台湾话来讲比较传神啊，无好头嘛爱好尾啦。
So if you don't have a great beginning, you must have a great ending.
好头嘛爱好尾。
And if you have a great beginning, you should also have a great end.
我们有好的开始，我们要善终。
If you have a great start, you have to have a great end.
一开始可能我们不是很热心。
We may have started off not being so fervent.
但是越靠近神要分别的时候呢，我们要发起热心。
But the more we draw closer to the time that God will separate the good from the evil, we shall work even harder.
前面所行的善，如果没有持续，后来行恶，那就要根据他的恶来审判。
If we had done good in the past, but in the latter days we do evil, then we will be judged by our evil deeds.
前头不一定行善。
If we did not do any good things in the past,
但是后来他回转了。
But later on, repent and turn around.
认罪悔改了。
We confess our sins and repent.
那么前头这些呢，神就算赦免掉了。
Then all the things that happened prior, God will forgive.
所以侍奉不侍奉，我们一定要坚持到底。
So whether we work or serve or not serve, we have to persist till the end.
我们当然就是要坚持要侍奉神。
Of course, we need to persist on serving God to the end.
现在不一定分得出来啊。
Now it may be difficult to separate.
但是将来一定会分出来的。
But in the future, it will be clear.
这个在灵界里面发生的事情。
These are things that are happening in the spiritual realm.
所以在这个启示录14章13节就有一段话。
In Revelation 14, verse 13, there is this phrase.
这个是我们这个在丧礼的时候常常会读的。
We often use this during memorial services.
但是我们不要等到丧礼才读啊。
But let's not read it during a memorial service. Let's not wait till then.
如果我们比如说小弟个人，我个人呢，我如果没有好好的做，我丧礼的时候才读这个经文，是在审判我啊。
For instance, if I don't do good deeds and I wait until my own memorial service to read these.Then this will be a judgment on myself.
好了，我们每一个人就一起来努力啊。
So let us work, strive hard together in this.
让这个经文如果是在我们的丧礼上来读的时候呢，是对我们一个肯定不是一个否定。
Let this verse be an affirmation for us if it were read at our own memorial service.
我听见从天上有声音说：“你要写下，从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。”圣灵说：“是的。”他们习得自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them.
我们现在这个地方看到永恒去。
From here we see from here until eternity.
从现在看永恒。
We start from now until eternity.
这个经文就提供我们这个功能。
This is the power that this verse gives us.
有些时候我们也可以从永恒看回到我们现在。
Sometimes we can see ourselves in the present from the perspective of eternity.
我们的眼光如果把它放得更远我们的方向才会正确。
If we place our focus even further, our perspective even further.
我记得小时候在学骑脚踏车的时候。
I remember that when I was young and riding a bicycle.
一开始都没有抓到这个这个要领
In the beginning, I didn't grasp onto the technique.
我的父亲在后面就拉着后面的后座
And my father was behind me, holding onto the seat.
他一直跟我讲。
He kept telling me.
你的眼睛不要看轮胎
I don't stare at the tires.
因为我很紧张眼睛都一直看轮胎
I was very nervous. I fixed my eyes on the tires.
那一直看轮胎太近了，所以你就没有办法平衡，就一直倒。
And because the tires are too close, you're not unable to establish a sense of balance, and so it was easily you would fall.
我父亲跟我讲，他也很有经验，他说你的眼睛看前面十公尺，看前面二十公尺。
My father had a lot of experience, so he instructed me to fix my eyes 10 to 20 meters ahead.
好了，我就平衡了。
And so then I was able to balance myself.
抓到要领了。
I grasped the technique.
我也把这个经验传给我的孩子。
And I passed this experience down to my children.
我的孩子跟遗传我，也是一直看轮胎。我说你要往前看了，不要看轮胎。
And my children were just like me. They kept staring at the tires, and I kept telling them, "Look up, look forward."
我们现在的生活。
Our lives today.
人生追求的方向。
The things that we pursue in our life.
如果我们今天只看明天。
If we can only see tomorrow,
这个月只看下个月,
and we can only look to next month,
啊, 今年看明年,
or to next year,
我们太短视近利的, 这个求的就是太短的利益了,
the things that we ask for, inquire for, is too short-sighted.
我们的方向说一直往前里头去钻,
we should set our vision or our perspective forward.
那现在我们把眼光放远一点,
but if we were to put our perspective further,
神赐给我们这个思考的能力,
and God gives us the ability to reason,
我们可以从现在看永恒,
we can see from today to eternity.
也可以从永恒看回现在,
we can see today from the perspective of eternity.
所以马拉基先生他写的这些话就是告诉我们说你要把眼光放到永恒去看。
So Malachi wrote these words for us to encourage us to place our perspective into the, to eternity.
那个日子一定会来。
That day will surely come.
那是必定的结局。
It is a sure ending.
而且是一个永恒的结局。
And it's an eternal one.
我们一定要往那个地方看。
We have to fix our eyes.
所以在世上呢，受苦我们也要坚持。
So even if we suffer in this world, we still must endure.
犹太人他们很喜欢在他们的客厅啊，挂一幅很简单的画。
The Jews like to put in their living room a very simple artwork.
那这个画里头啊，它只有两个拳头。
And in this painting, there's only two fists.
但是这个意义非常深远。
But it has a deep meaning behind it.
一个是年轻人的拳头。
The first is a fist of a young man.
很有力量。
It's very strong.
什么都要抓。
Want to grasp hold of everything.
像雅各年轻什么时候什么都要抓。
Just like a young Jacob wanting to take hold of everything.
小的时候是抓芭比娃娃，抓那个无敌铁金刚。
Perhaps when they're young kids, they would grab onto Barbie dolls or robots.
这个长大的时候呢，这个 iPhone 6 换 iPhone 6S。
Or, and then as they grow older, they grab onto perhaps an iPhone or a newer iPhone 6S.
什么都要抓。
They want to take hold of it all.
所以这个肌肉的纹路很清楚。
You can see a lot of the muscles in their wrists.
旁边这个呢?
And what about the hand on the other side, a fist on the other side?
老人家的拳头他已经放开了。
It's a fist of the hand of an elderly man that has let go.
布满了皱纹。
It's full of wrinkles.
没有力气了,
without much strength left.
放开了,
letting go.
这里头什么东西都没有,
and there's nothing inside his palm.
这个构图很简单,
the meaning behind it is very simple.
犹太人用这个画教导他们的孩子。
The Jews used this drawing to instruct their children.
这个苹果的救主了哈，贾伯斯。
The founder of Apple, or savior of Apple, Steve Jobs,
改变了我们整个全世界人用手机的这个观念。
He completely revolutionized the way that we treat our phones.
他改变这个世界。
He revolutionized the world.
但是他并没有改变他的命运。
But he was unable to change his own fate.
记得他过世那一年是56岁。
I remember he died at the age of 56.
就是我现在的年龄。
It's the same age as me today.
56岁,
I'm 56 today.
再讲一次，怕你们猜我65岁。
I'll say it one more time in case you think that I'm 65.
56岁就走了。
He left at the age of 56.
那有人问说，他得了什么东西？
And some may ask, what did he, what kind of illness did he have?
他得到了什么东西呢？
Or what did he receive in the end?
好了，名留千史嘛， 名声留到后代了。
And his name was able, his fame was able to carry on generations after.
我们就开个玩笑好了。
So we,
他得到什么？
What did he, let's put it in this way. What did he receive?
他把那一颗苹果咬了一口就走了。
He ate a bite of the apple and he left.
大概就是这样。That's
probably a good summary of his ending.
世上的东西就结束了。
Everything in the world ended for him.
那么他的名留千史好，但是当这个世界被毁灭的时候，这个都没有了。
So his name was left to generations to come, but when the world ends, it will all go away.
所以我们会去想，什么是具有永恒性的东西
？So we may begin to ponder what things are eternal.
世上的东西我们可以用，但是属灵的那个永恒的价值在哪里
？There are many things in this world that we can use, but where is that eternal value of it?
那信仰一定要坚持。
Our faith is something that we must persist in.
爱主就是我们的核心价值。
Loving God is His value in our faith.
耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
行善不灰心，侍奉不灰心。
To do good and to serve without growing weary.
因为这些话语呢，都已经为我们做了很好的注解了。
For these words have already been written and have provided a great explanation for us.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing Him once again.
205首。
Let us rise and sing Him 205.
请坐，我们要来祷告。
We're now going to pray together.
我们要为自己的信仰来祷告。
Let's pray for our own faith.
求主耶稣来帮助带领我们，将来被判定的时候，我们是在善的，是在侍奉神的这一边。
May the Lord help us that when it comes time to discern, that we may be standing on the side of the good.
我们也要为教会的圣工来祷告。
Let's also pray for the holy work in the church.
我们一起跪下，同心祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray in one accord.